endorsed by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Everyone has a community to lean on. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it.
And Doug.
Quickly, Moo, we don't have much time. This Liberty ad is already almost over. We only have a few precious seconds to remind people to customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual.
Okay. Well, I guess we had more time than I thought.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Things are just better when you switch to Cricket. The sun shines a little brighter. Happy music starts randomly playing. Best of all, you can get iPhone 13 for just $29.99. With the ultra-bright Super Retina display and up to 19 hours of video playback, all on Cricket's super-fast 5G network. See? Isn't that better? Smile. You're on Cricket.
Requires new account and port in on $60 plan. First service charge and tax due at sale. $25 activation fee. Terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. See store for details.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. In New Mexico, officials at a briefing releasing the cause of deaths for actor Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy after their bodies were found in their Santa Fe home last week. New Mexico Chief Medical Investigator Dr. Heather Jarrell.
The cause of death for Mr. Gene Hackman, aged 95 years, is hypertensive and atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease with Alzheimer's disease as a significant contributory factor.
Dr. Jarrell says his wife Betsy died from hantavirus, pulmonary virus naturally found in mice. Authorities say after reviewing records and cameras in the home, both died on different days. The jobs report for February from the Labor Department showing 151,000 jobs added last month, slightly higher than in January, but missing economists' projections. A quick-moving winter storm stretching from the Midwest to the East Coast, and avalanche concerns remain in the Colorado Rockies. This is ABC News. The Trump administration announcing it's pulling nearly $400 million in federal money from Columbia University in New York for its failure to protect Jewish students from anti-Israel protests on campus after the outbreak of the Israel-Hamas war.
The Trump administration says this $400 million round of grant and contract cancellations is just the start and that there's more to come. Education Secretary Linda McMahon says Columbia University has, quote, abandoned its obligation to protect Jewish students from violence, intimidation, and anti-Semitic harassment on campus. The school says it's aiming to work with the government to restore the funding and that Columbia is committed to combating anti-Semitism and ensuring the safety and well-being of students, faculty, and staff.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. As you head into the weekend, get ready to turn those clocks forward 1 hour. Daylight saving begins Sunday. Most Americans will lose 1 hour. It's all aimed at utilizing more daylight hours during summer. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
This is the story of the one. He's responsible for keeping a leading healthcare facility clean and safe. And he trusts Grainger's high-quality HVAC cleaning and safety products, combined with their world-class supply chain, to consistently deliver, ensuring he's covered inside and out, so he can focus on keeping his facility clean to help protect the health of everyone inside. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty Guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight. Low 20s. For the weekend, more sunshine than clouds and warmer. Highs in the upper 40s Saturday, low 50s Sunday. Dry through most of next week and warm. Lots of 40s and 50s, even some 60s. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free, from BCI Bath & Shower. 800-329-4115. Currently 40 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Bob Haig. The conditional release of a woman convicted in the 2014 Slender Man stabbing will continue as planned. Waukesha County Judge Michael Boren granted Morgan Geyser's conditional release from the Winnebago Mental Health Institute, saying it would not pose a significant risk to the public or Geyser. On Thursday, Boren ruled the state has failed to meet the burden of clear and convincing evidence that Geyser needs to stay at the facility. A Racine County teen accused of killing his mother faces a count of first-degree intentional homicide. 15-year-old Reed Galinsky was charged as an adult on Thursday in the death of Suzanne Galinsky on Tuesday. Governor Tony Evers has declared it Friday Fish Fry Day in Wisconsin. The governor's proclamation calling the fish fry an iconic Wisconsin meal and tradition. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Feeling the aches and pains of everyday life slowing you down? Introducing Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula for pain relief. In a recent clinical trial, 91% of users saw improvement after using Blue Emu. Whether you're working hard, playing harder, or just staying active, Blue Emu penetrates deep to relieve joint and muscle pain fast. And best of all, you won't stink. Join the 91% who felt the difference. Find Blue Emu at your local retailer or online. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink.
Chances are, with the tricky road conditions caused by snow, sleet, and ice, you could end up getting a dent, ding, or bang on your car this winter. If you do, there's only one name to trust for quality auto repair. That's JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. JKO Auto Body uses factory replacement parts and paint, so you know your vehicle is back to factory specifications and that the repairs will last. JKO works with all insurance companies, too. If your vehicle gets a dent, ding, or bang this winter, get it repaired at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRTN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Shell's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand, Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, and the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. The Buffalo County Highway Department has begun seasonal weight restrictions. The restrictions will remain in effect until further notice. Single axle vehicles are restricted to no more than 10 tons. Tandem axle vehicles are restricted to no more than 22 tons. And combination vehicles are restricted to no more than 30 tons. These restrictions are for county highways. Now, town roads may have their own restrictions, which is determined by the respective town. Contact your town chairperson for town road restrictions. The executive director of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair is retiring. Rusty Volk has served as executive director for 17 years and says it's been an absolute pleasure to serve the Northern Wisconsin State Fair Association. Volk was instrumental in the development of agriculture campus on the fairgrounds with the building of a new livestock barn and new arena. His retirement is set for January 1st. The Fair Association will now begin the process of searching for a new executive director. Authorities are searching for a suspect involved in a theft in Prescott. According to the Wisconsin Crime Network, the suspect entered a vehicle and stole a backpack that contained the victim's wallet. Before the theft was reported, the suspect used the credit card at three businesses in the city of Prescott. The suspect was seen driving a white Ford pickup truck. Security camera footage was not able to read the license plate. Anyone with information is to contact Prescott Police. The UW Stout Police Department has a new therapy dog on staff. The department is welcoming Harvey, who was named after several rounds of voting from community members over the past few weeks. Harvey will support victims of crimes and students and community members all year round. He'll be out and about on campus, putting smiles on people's faces. The three finalists for Superintendent of the Onalaska School District fielded questions from residents. Dr. Rainey Briggs,
LaShia Olson and Ben Barton took questions from community members last night that the district had put together. The questions cover many topics. Community members were able to submit notes on a feedback form that district members will now go through. The board would likely be deciding by the end of the month who the new superintendent will be, starting July 1st. You're listening to WRDN News.
Porch pirates? Cats turning your water on? Strangers visiting while you're at work?
Hey!
Not on your watch. Control your smart home with security systems from West Wisconsin Cellcom. WWT.net has local technicians that will take the time to train you on how to safely monitor your home. With systems that don't go down when your phone does, checking past videos requiring less attention during the day, and seasonal monitoring, perfect for snowbirds to automate lights, locks, and thermostats from the beach. Choose 24/7 for peace of mind you can see. WWT.net.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates. City of Durand residents will be receiving a notice that their water bills will be on the increase. The city is having a full study done with the Wisconsin Public Service Commission to potentially raise the water rates. The rates need to be increased to help pay for the new water filtration plant and daily operations. Durand Mayor Patrick Millern says the rates could be raised by 60%, but does remind residents that's just the water portion of their bill.
Well, when you add the two things together, which is for the ongoing work and then also for this project, we're talking about 60%. Now, remember, when you have your water, if you look at your bill that you get every month, it's a different situation because that's not all water. So it's not like, okay, if my bill is $100 a month, that it's actually going to go up that much. It'll just take the water part of it, and then so the base rate will be going up, and then also the gallon amount, and there's a certain formula, again, that the state uses to determine what those costs would be. So if somebody's interested, you're concerned about that, make sure you look at the water-only part of your monthly bill.
If the Wisconsin PSC agrees to the rate increase, they could take effect later this year. The replacement of the bridge on Highway Double K in Buffalo County is underway. Highway Double K is now closed between Highway 37 and Rockwell Road. The bridge replacement is expected to be completed on April 25th, and Highway Double K will remain closed between Highway 37 and Rockwell Road during that construction. Buffalo County will again offer an agriculture and household hazardous clean sweep collection program to residents, businesses, and farms. Funds for collecting hazardous waste are being provided by the Buffalo County Recycling Center and grants from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. Residents and farmers may bring their materials to the clean sweep collection site at no cost. That clean sweep will be March 13th at the Mondovi Recycling Center. An Eau Claire man has been sentenced to 18 years in prison for child sexual assault. The sentence for Jonathan Rowan came down yesterday afternoon in Eau Claire County Court. Rowan faced 32 felonies, including multiple charges of repeated sexual assault of a child. According to court documents, the children were 8 and 9 at the time of the assault. Rowan will be put on the sex offender registry, and once he hits 18 years are up, he'll have 20 years of extended supervision. A UW student accused of sexually assaulting teenage girls in his dorm room has pled not guilty. Caden Atkinson is charged with two felony counts of sexual assault of a child under the age of 16. Back in February, Atkinson signed a $5,000 bond and is not to have contact with any females under the age of 18. He'll be back in court later this month.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shaw's customers have come to know and trust. Shaw's offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shaw's is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shaw's Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shaw's Gas, downtown Durand.
The University of Wisconsin La Crosse Police Department has a new member of their staff, a 10-week-old pup, the emotional support dog on the force. The police have named the puppy Officer Bear. Officer Bear's job will be to reduce stress and provide emotional support for students on campus. Officer Bear will go into training for a year before he can fully become an emotional support dog. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like those clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get to Greenport today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
Three more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever. That's four lines on unlimited welcome for just $25 a line per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. You'll also get the new iPhone 16 Pro, four of them for the entire family, when you trade in up to four phones from our top brands. That's a new phone for everyone, only on the network you can count on. Verizon. Visit a store today.
20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply for phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Goodyear offers Option Tire for Phoenix. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today. Brought to you by eBay. eBay, things people love.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
NASCAR history.
What I learned from Ken Squire, Barney Hall, and Ned Jarrett, I could never repay. Ken never told me what to say or what not to say. I learned very quickly that I was never going to be another Ken Squire. I don't think anybody could rise to that level.
Motor Racing Network's NASCAR Live presents podcasts. 50 years of MRN. Jeff Gordon, A Colorful Career. The 1993 season. Junior's Journey. And more. Search for NASCAR Live on your favorite podcast platform.
NASCAR Cup Series teams have a tire choice this weekend at Phoenix Raceway, as Goodyear brings a softer option tire to rotate with the harder primary rubber. Spire Motorsports sophomore Carson Hocevar ran the option tire at Richmond Raceway last year, but feels Phoenix will likely be different.
I think we'll be all right. I don't know for sure. Yeah, Richmond, I think, was... There's such a discrepancy in speed and tire wear already that Phoenix is more of an aero thing, and you already have quite a lot of grip with the tire already. I'm like, man, I don't know how much more grip you can get.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, let's talk ED, because millions of men experience it, but not everyone can access or afford treatments like Viagra. Hims can help. Through Hims.com, you can access a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. To start your free online visit and save up to 95%, go to Hims.com/joy. HIMS.com/JOY.
The top-ranked Badger women's hockey team one victory away from another WCHA playoff championship. I'm Bill Scott with sports. The Badgers knocked off Minnesota Duluth in the WCHA final faceoff semifinals 3-1 today. Wisconsin will take on the winner of the semifinal game number 2 between Minnesota and Ohio State in tomorrow's championship game. Badger men take on Ohio State in the Big Ten quarterfinals tonight. It's game 1 of the best 2 of 3. Badgers 0-4 against Ohio State during the regular season. WIAA State Hockey Championships continue in Middleton today. Edgewood upset Brookfield East 5-4 in triple overtime. Wausau West and Notre Dame currently underway in semifinal game number 2. Former Badger running back James White has joined Brett Bielema's coaching staff at Illinois. The 3-time Super Bowl champion played in 3 Rose Bowls during his time at Wisconsin. Cactus League Baseball, Brewers and Padres this afternoon. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. Matthew Brewer has been guiding for over 22 years, both open water and ice. And he says if you're having a hard time catching bluegills and crappies right now, you need to do something else. I'll tell you what that something else is, but first.
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the OnX Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. OnX Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download OnX Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Matthew Brewer is an ice fishing guide, and he says there are 2 seasons. That is early ice and late ice. And when it comes to late ice fishing, it can get a little tough. So maybe you ought to think about doing something different. And that difference is to switch to a lesser chased species. He says you can chase eelpout, tulipies, and whitefish. Or catfish, for that matter. He said these species are often not targeted, and so they're just easy pickings right now. And he said these fish will definitely be good bites all the way through till the end of the season. And here's how you get them. Eelpout, that's a good night bite. You can just send down a small sucker minnow, even a large fathead minnow, and at night just wait for that bite. And we're talking the middle of the night for eelpout. Tulipies and whitefish, they suspend. Look for suspended fish on that sonar, and chances are you'll be able to target those species. And of course, catfish, anywhere you've got a little water movement due to some current, you're going to find catfish. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Coverage varies by plan, view contracts, and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
Auto repair bills are through the roof. $3,000 to replace the transmission, $4,000 for a blown engine. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all out of pocket. You need an Endurance Auto Protection Plan. No matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, AC, drivetrain, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done at the certified mechanic of your choice, and they're paid directly with no middleman. Plans cover 24/7 roadside assistance, towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, lockout services, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Act now and get our elite benefits, including complete tire care and key fob replacement, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you could never pay for covered auto repairs again, so call now for your free quote. Call 800-380-9012. 800-380-9012. Again, that's 800-380-9012.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight. Low 20s. For the weekend, more sunshine than clouds and warmer. Highs in the upper 40s Saturday, low 50s Sunday. Dry through most of next week and warm. Lots of 40s and 50s, even some 60s. Get the bathroom you've always wanted, interest-free, from BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. Currently 40 degrees.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. And on today's program, we feature Jeff Peterson, Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln. He's going to break down the day's trade and kind of wrap up the week that was. Well, first of all, just taking a look at kind of where we ended things here. Higher for corn, finishing, 3 to 6 higher in the corn contracts. Nearby soybeans were just below unchanged at the end of the session. Some of the deferreds were slightly higher. New crop looks like it up 4 to 5 here. And then a little weaker in Kansas City wheat at the end of the session. So I guess just in general on a Friday trade, comments on today's trade. What would you say were the highlights, Jeff?
Well, as you dig in and look at the market, it's interesting. The way the market ended is kind of what's going on with the markets. And what I mean by that is that on your old crop corn, you know, we've got a really kind of a tight balance sheet on that, and we're undervalued on the corn overall, and balance sheet probably, you know, the ending stocks numbers as we go forward will probably tighten up some. But then you look out to new crop, and new crop actually, you know, is at a point where it looks like there's going to be more acres there. So that's why we didn't see them up as much. And then you flip over to soybeans. And on the soybean side, you know, there's plenty of soybeans across the U.S. and across the world. Not a lot of concern about that. But as you look out to new crop, as we move acres from the soybean side over the corn side for this next year's crop is what it sure appears like is going to happen. You know, the new crop beans are trying to go ahead and grab some higher prices to get us some additional action. And then you top that all off and you've got the situation where we're a little bit stronger on crude oil, which is good to see. But, you know, if you think about it overall, crude oil's backed off about, you know, $13 a barrel. Since about the middle of January. And what that's done is that's put some pressure over on, you know, corn and soybeans overall, Chad.
All right. Well, let's talk about some of the specifics of the market. And maybe we can start with the fund positioning, because that was a talk as this roller coaster was happening. Are the funds in? Are they out? How are they moving? So I guess what is your assessment? Where do the funds sit right now?
Yeah, and you're exactly right on the fund position. We'll get a new update this afternoon. The only thing about the update that we get out this afternoon, the commitment of traders report, that will be as of the date of, you know, going back this past Tuesday. But overall, they're, you know, they are long on corn, but they have sold off a lot of their contracts. They may have sold off 100 to 150,000 contracts since we peaked out on the market back there, you know, at the February 18th, 19th, in that time frame. And then on the soybean side, they were long, but now they've kind of switched to short. We're going to have to see, you know, have they added to that. And then overall, just to give you a feel over on the wheat side, they are short in that week, that market over there. So the funds had a big part of that sell-off. When we pulled this market back, you know, when they weren't able to take that market higher back there in the 18th and 19th of February, and then as the market started pulling back, they started selling, and then that's when all the tariff talk kind of came into place, and it all kind of rolled in together, Chad.
Okay. Before we talk about some of the fundamental things, and you mentioned the value of some of these grains, we'll hit on that in just a moment, but as you were talking about the fund position, something else popped in my mind, and that's, you know, these momentum indicators. We've gone so far back one way and gone back the other way. Are you getting any real true direction on the stochastics or anything like that right now?
Yeah, we sure are. And you know, if you look at it, if we look at where they kind of bottomed out, and the market bottomed out kind of back on, you know, on the 4th of March. And if you look back to that time, the stochastic got all the way down to about 4%. And it just very seldom ever gets down to that. So at that point, the market was saying, hey, you know what, it's oversold. The market has turned in here, and now is at a point where it is given a buy signal. It's still rather low. It's sitting down there at about 20% or 27%. And that, you know, that percentage on that stochastic runs from zero on up to 100. So that gives you an idea kind of where we're at, Chad.
Okay. Something you mentioned before, that the value of grains, especially the corn, you know, as you run the numbers where the market is at compared to supply and demand and things like that, what are you coming up with? Are we properly valued?
Well, we're not. And, you know, what was really interesting about it is that when we were peaking this market out, we were actually just coming into an area of fair value. And what we always look at on that is we take that ending stocks divided by the total demand number, get our stocks to use percentage. And when we look at it, you know, going into the March report, where should May futures be? You know, the numbers would suggest that we really should be in that 505 to 510 area. And an outside chance of even 520. Now, that doesn't, just because that's what it shows, doesn't mean that's where it's going to go. But really, when you looked at it, even when we were peaking out, we were not overvalued. And setting at this point now, we're undervalued. And as you dig in that a little bit deeper, Chad, the last time on a stocks to use basis at the world level, we were, you know, at this stage, we'd have to look all the way back to the 2013 crop year on the world side. So, you know, corn overall is firm. Stocks are, you know, are tight, but we know that there's the whole thought process that there's going to be more acres coming down the road. And that along with the whole talk about the tariffs just kind of puts a blanket on this market at this time.
Okay. So just as we wrap up this first half, how do we use that information and what could influence that? I mean, where we sit in this time of year, does history tell us what we can kind of look forward to through the rest of the year into the growing season?
Well, normally at this time of the year, what we'd say is that this is a point where the market would start, you know, gaining some more volatility and kind of start pricing in some concerns, and we'd have an upward tick in this market. And I still think we will see that. We know we've got a crop report coming out next week that could give some new information. But the tariffs that are out there and the talk of it, we priced a lot of negative information in from those tariffs, so I would say.
Okay. Okay. Well, stay tuned. We have the second half of the Channel Final Bell coming up in moments. We'll talk about exports. We'll talk about ethanol usage. Next week, we get a WASDE, some other things as well. So stay tuned. The second half of the Channel Final Bell is coming up in a moment on the Rural Radio Network.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer, joined by Jeff Peterson of Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln. We left off, we had to talk about some of the fundamentals that are going on in the grains these days. First of all, let's talk about usage here domestically. A crush and things like that. What's your assessment of grain usage right now?
Yeah, no, overall demand is good. And if you just kind of put that into perspective, as we step out into the world market, right now the U.S. corn is the cheapest by about 21 cents or 21 cents cheaper than Argentina. Really not seeing much for offers coming out of Brazil yet. That will pick up as their Safrinha corn crop planting and then on into their harvest comes along. And right now we're 50 cents cheaper than Ukraine. So as we look at the individual demand items, so for instance on ethanol margins are improving there. Even though we had a pullback on crude oil prices, we had a really big pullback on the corn. So that's got most plants where they should be profitable. To give you an idea, crop year to date, so we go back to September, ethanol production's up about 4.3% compared to last year. USDA has us, you know, only up about 0.4%. So, you know, we're almost 4% higher, 3.9% higher than what it would. And if we'd end there, now we won't, but if we would end there, that would say that we have the ability to see 150, maybe 200 million bushels of demand from ethanol. Now, I don't think we'll get all the way up to that type of level, but I do think what it does, it opens the door to see USDA increase ethanol demand in future reports. Then we come in and we know the cattle on feed numbers are pretty consistent with what we had from last year. You know, so our feed demand is okay. We then jump in and look at U.S. exports. U.S. exports are doing really good. USDA believes we're going to be up 6.9%, but right now when we take into account what we've got out there for sales to make yet, or excuse me, for export sales are on the books that we haven't shipped yet, and also what we've already shipped this year, you know, we're up about 26.4%. So, you know, very good there. Over on the soybean side up about 7, our USDA says we're going to be up 7.7%. Currently, our total commitments are up about 13%. So demand's looking overall good. We're very competitive out there in the world. The amazing thing on the soybean side, so I touched on where we sit on corn, U.S. soybeans now are only about 16 cents above where Brazil is at. And what's interesting is you go back and look where that would have been back in January, and actually at that point, Brazil would have been about a dollar cheaper. So we've seen a big improvement in basis down in South America. So we're still pretty competitive out there. Now, we honestly don't expect to see probably much for additional sales to China because we know there's export tariffs in place now on that. But we normally wouldn't expect to see much. A couple things we have to think about, though, is that we do have to watch and see that we don't have some cancellations. You know, the big concern has been, as we've talked about, tariffs being put in place on Mexico. Mexico probably has just a little bit over 300 million bushels of corn to ship yet that they've already bought. Now, in the end, I don't think we will end up seeing any of those exports going to Mexico get canceled. You know, they had some dry conditions last year, and they really need the corn, and they don't have a lot of other good markets to get it from. Over on the soybean side, soybean export-wise, China, the bushels that they've bought from us, they still have about 56 million bushels left to ship. It wouldn't surprise me to see them go ahead and cancel some of those sales. I don't think it'll be very many, but it wouldn't surprise me to see them cancel some, Chad.
All right. Just quickly, any change in storyline for South America? Anything we should watch there?
Well, we want to continue to keep an eye on that. Really, what we're watching for is we're really watching for what does the weather look like as it relates to the safrinha crop. There really isn't anything on, you know, how as it relates to that, you know, soybean crop, but the safrinha crop overall across all of Brazil, they're probably just a little bit over 80% planted. Now, what's significant about that is that we're coming into that time frame. We're now sitting out here on March 7th. And normally, you know, they'd ideally like to have that safrinha crop planted by February 20th. So they're getting rather late. So at this point in time, there's some farmers having to make a decision about, you know, do I keep planting there or do I shorten up my crop year? Just to give you an idea, or shorten up my, you know, the length of hybrid that I'm planting. To give you an idea right now, there is some dryness that's impacting that safrinha crop. Even though we're really early, it's not a big concern, but there's 35 to 40% of the safrinha acres right now that are a little drier than they'd like, and we'll have to watch. It's too early for that dry season to start, but the dry season sure could kick off as we get out there into April. So we'll want to watch that very closely.
All right, very quickly, into next week, what are highlights for next week's trade? We do have a WASDE next week. What should we be watching for?
Yeah, in the WASDE report, we know there won't be any adjustments on the old crop situation on the U.S. side. Could see some minor adjustments in South America. Don't think we'll see really anything too much there, but you could see maybe a little bit of an increase in production on soybeans, maybe a little bit decrease in production on safrinha corn crop. Overall, unfortunately, I don't think we'll see them make any adjustments to the U.S. export demand on corn or beans, only because of the tariff situation.
All right. As always, great conversation. Thank you so much, Jeff Peterson at Heartland Farm Partners in Lincoln. Do remember, trading of commodity futures and options does involve a substantial risk of loss and might not be suitable for all investors. That is today's Channel Final Bell. It's brought to you by Channel and your local dealer. Here on the Rural Radio Network, Chad Moyer reporting.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. As planting season gets closer for farmers across the country, the tight margins of row crop agriculture have some producers thinking outside the box when it comes to additional income. Agritourism has been rising in popularity for years, and some growers are cashing in. I'll have more after this.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
In recent years, agritourism has emerged as a vital revenue stream for farmers across the United States. By inviting the public onto their farms for various activities, farmers are diversifying their income and fostering a deeper connection between consumers and rural America. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, in 2022, farms and ranches generated just over $1.25 billion in income from agritourism services. That was a 12.5% increase from 2017 after adjusting for inflation. Now, it's worth noting that about 57% of U.S. counties do report agritourism income, and that can highlight how widespread this trend has become. Those numbers have continued to grow since 2022. The American agritourism market generated a revenue of $3.75 billion in 2024, and it's expected to grow at a compound annual growth rate of 11.5% from 2025 through 2030. Vacation analysts say growth is driven by a rising interest in eco-friendly and immersive travel experiences, coupled with the rising cost of traditional vacations. With airfare and hotel prices screaming higher, some vacationers prefer to spend their money learning about the world around them. Farmers are cashing in by offering a variety of activities to attract visitors. The initiatives are not only providing additional income, but they're also working to educate the public about farming practices and, in some cases, the origins of their food. In Ohio, for example, the number of farms engaged in agritourism nearly tripled between 2002 and 2022. By 2022, nearly 900 farms in the state of Ohio were generating income through agritourism. That's more than any other Midwestern state. Also, a recent report highlighted that U.S. farmers are increasingly turning to platforms like Airbnb to offer stays and experiences on their farms. The trend did gain traction during the COVID-19 pandemic, and it has continued to grow. I'll have more when we come back.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
The look of the Irish. The Shamrock Shake is here again at McDonald's. Treat yourself to a creamy vanilla soft serve, swirled with shamrock syrup and topped with delicious whipped topping. And here's the sweetest part. When you purchase a Shamrock Shake, we'll donate 25 cents to benefit local Ronald McDonald's House Charities programs. So come to a participating McDonald's, enjoy a Shamrock Shake, and spread a little green cheer to families who need it most.
While there does seem to be a lot of positives for farms considering an agritourism component, it offers younger generations opportunities for entrepreneurship, and it can provide a way to preserve that agricultural lifestyle. However, it's important to note that agritourism may not be suitable for all farms, as factors like location, regulatory compliance, and the ability to deal with the public can pose challenges. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Now through March 31st, get up to $160 back on a Bridgestone prepaid MasterCard. Get up to $80 when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Get up to an additional $80 when you make an eligible tire purchase with your CFNA credit card. Your Bridgestone dealer is Bowerbilt Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. Subject to credit approval, restrictions apply. See Bowerbilt Tire or BridgestoneRewards.com for details.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
The quiet weather continues in our Real Country 1430 forecast. Mostly sunny through the afternoon. We'll have highs upper 30s. Light winds becoming northeast at around 5. Tonight, increasing clouds, lows in the low 20s. Tomorrow, sunshine, highs mid 40s. Be listening for coverage of Durand, Arkansas versus Luther in boys playoff basketball. The Advent Health Panther preview is at 6:45. Tip off at 7 o'clock tonight on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, and online at our website.
Real Country, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Are you one of them girls that peels off the Bud Light label? Just might run the pool table. Roll your eyes if I call you an angel. Ain't you one of them girls? Ask you to dance, you say no. Just to see how far I'll go. Your song comes on and your eyes close. That's when I know, yeah. You got your heart on lockdown. Got a wall I gotta knock down. Kinda wanna do a shot now, come on now. You one of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody. You're just here for the party. If I'm wrong, then stop me. You one of them girls that ain't handing out your number. You like to make us wonder. You like to make us wonder. If you're one of them girls, cause I'm one of them boys. So trade his whole world. One of them girls who likes to act all quiet, sexy, not even trying. Yeah, you know I ain't lying. Damn right, you one of them girls broke every heart in your hometown on the day you rolled out. Got them all wishing on stars now. If I found one of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody, you're just here for the party. If I'm wrong, then stop me. Wonder if you're one of them girls. Well, I'm one of them boys who trade his whole world, yeah, for one of them girls. And you're one of them girls I wanna put my lips on. Hold on. One of them girls that ain't trying to meet nobody. You're just here for the party. If I'm wrong, then stop me. Yeah, you're one of them girls that ain't handing out your number. You like to make us want you. You like to make us wonder. If you're one of them girls, well, I'm one of them boys. Trade his own. One of them girls.
Whose bed have your boots been under? Hey! Whose bed have your boots been under? And whose heart did you steal, I wonder? Whose bed have your boots been under? Don't look so lonely, don't act so blue. I know I'm not the only girl you run to. I know about love. Senior, I'm with the reader, the redhead down the lane. Whose bed have your boots been under? And whose heart did you see, I wonder? This time did it feel like thunder, baby? And who did you run to? And whose lips have you been kissing? And whose ear did you make a wish in? Is she the one? Have your boots been under? I heard you've been sneaking around with Jill. And what about that weekend with Beverly Hills? And I've seen you walking with long legs and waves. And you were just talking last night with Denise. Whose bed have your boots been under? And whose heart did you see, I wonder? This time did it feel like thunder, baby? And who did you run to? And whose lips have you been kissing? And whose ear did you make a wish in? Is she the one?
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. Was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. Was burning up a highway that kept getting longer with every turn of these tires. She just kept getting goner, and the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 7:47, somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds? Or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind. Would she changed it if she knew that I was racing through
catcher, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here and heaven. And heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I got to do something too late. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747, somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone. Guess I waited too long, like a sad country song. Damn, I got to Tucson too late. Too late. Oh, I got the Tucson too late.
I was driving through Georgia in late July on a day hot enough to make the devil sigh. I saw a homemade sign written in red. Watermelon festival ahead. Well, I wasn't in a hurry, so I slowed down. Took a two-lane road to a one-horse town. There was a party going on. When I got there, I heard a welcome speech from a small-town man. He said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some. But obey the law. If you drink, don't drive. Do the watermelon crawl. When the band started playing the Watermelon Queen, said, let me show you something that you ain't never seen. She grabbed me by the arm, said, come on, let's go. She dipped down, spun around, and do-si-do. Rocked back on her heels, dropped down to her knees, crawled across the floor, then she jumped back on her feet. She wiggled and she jiggled, beat all you ever saw. Said, this is how you do the watermelon crawl. She said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. If you're ever down in Georgia around about July, if you ain't in a hurry, then you ought to stop by. I can guarantee that you're gonna have a ball learning how to do the watermelon crawl. Well, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl.
Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Good morning, beautiful. How was your night? Mine was wonderful with you by my side. And when I opened my eyes, the
can see your sweet face. It's a good morning, beautiful day. I couldn't see the light. I didn't know day from night. I had no reason to care. But since you came along, I can face the dawn. 'Cause I know you'll be there. Good morning, beautiful. How was your night? Mine was wonderful. With you by my side, and when I open my eyes, see your sweet face. It's a good morning, beautiful day. Mine was wonderful with you by my side. And when I open my eyes and see your sweet face, it's a good morning, beautiful day. Yeah. Ooh, good morning, beautiful day.